Yeah, I moved back to Baltimore a couple years ago. My mom, I was doing comedy full time, and my mom took ill, so I had to move back here, and I couldn't be on the road. So I was looking for a job, and I checked on Craigslist, and I saw an ad that said, King wanted? And I thought, you know, finally, the job I was born for, you know? So it was medieval times, I don't know if you know. Yeah, it's like Denny's with jousting. So I read the ad, and they're like, they need somebody who can ride a horse. I can ride a horse. They need somebody who can act. I'd never acted, but I played Dungeons and Dragons. It seems close. And they needed somebody who had a regal bearing. And, well, look at me, fierce. So, like, I emailed them my application, and I guess they liked my cover letter, because I was like, I'm applying for the position of king. And I must admit, I think this is a little weird. Like, aren't these usually handled by divine right? Or maybe yanking cutlery from a stone? But my qualifications include, I like making proclamations, and I never eat something that somebody else hasn't tasted first. So they're like, we loved your cover letter, come on in. So I interviewed with Randy, the show manager, and the guy who had been king, but was leaving the king job. And I was like, why are you leaving king? He's like, well, I got a promotion. It's like, really? He's like, yeah, what's the promotion? Food and beverage manager. So apparently, it goes like this. It's like serf, squire, knight, king, food and beverage manager, marketing. And now I'm stoked because, like, you know, there's no glass ceiling. I can, you know, move up. So I think I nailed it, right? Because, like, in the interview, they read some lines. We talked Dungeons and Dragons. They needed a druid. I like playing druid. It's perfect. But I don't hear anything for 3 months. So I start to lose hope. And they finally call me. And I'm like, of course I want the job. But I cut my hair. You still want me? They're like, yeah. What other job are they bummed that you cut your hair? Except for, like, maybe replacement frontman for Winger. But so I go, and I'd actually just taken another job, and I hadn't started as a BMW salesman. So I have to call the BMW dealership and be like, yeah, I got a better offer. And they asked what, and I was like, King of Spain. And I gotta say, I love the job. It's the best job I've ever quit. But there were high points and there were low points. The high point was definitely 2007. I was the king for the cherry blossom parade in DC, which I don't know if you've ever been, like, at the staging area of a parade, but it is a freaking freak show. Like, first of all, I'm getting the squires to hide me from the guys dressed as Minutemen, lest they get carried away and do some regicide or something. But the people staging next to us, I still to this day don't know what they were, but they had horses too, so they're unloading. And they had these, like, red, white, and blue cowboy outfits, and all the women's saddles said Army of Jesus, and the men's stuff said Soldiers of Jesus, and they had 19 matching albino quarter horses. Now, where do you find that, first of all? But how white bread are you when you're like, even my horse cannot have an ounce of pigment? Like, who is organizing the parade that's like, we need a white power horse cavalry in this parade? But all right. So, like, we got our horses out. We're getting ready, you know. We're kind of just clipping around a little bit. And we start to realize there's nothing holding us back. So I, like, take off at a full gallop down the National Mall. Like, that. It's like a big field of grass and trees. And the horses are losing their shit because they're, like, mall horses. So they're not used to the lawn. They're, like, used to, like, I don't know, Baby Gap or something. But... So I'm like at a full gallop down the National Mall, and I've got my crown on, and my sword is flapping, and my cape is flapping, and I look back, and there's like 7 knights with their flags unfurled. The best part is I'd like charge by like stunned tourists and say, I may be a monarch, but I respect your democracy. So that was definitely a high point. But believe it or not, there were low points. Like, for instance, when you're standing there in your cape and crown and scepter across the hall from the Orange Julius stand, you start to look back at your resume and think, maybe I made some bad career decisions. So they don't just start you out as king. They like work you up to that, right? So I started out and I would work backstage and I would be a wizard and executioner. So like I'd sneak out as wizard in this big silvery cape and a $11 Gandalf mask. And I had like, I would just get struck by lightning and I would make all these sayings and stuff. But it wasn't actually me talking. It was the guy who was the voice of the NFL on tape. Oh, shit. So... All right. So, like, long story short, man, we had to take 2 hours of riding practice, which was crazy. Like, 2 hours of riding practice every day. And the guys who taught us, one was a 20-year trick rider for the Moscow Circus. And the other was this complete redneck Spaniard who would, like, he wouldn't whip the horses, but he'd whip the shit out of us. And curse at us in, like I don't know, redneck Spanish. I don't know what it was. But at one point, we were like, riding. His favorite thing would be, like, ride like you fuck. I'm like, well, this is completely the wrong kind of saddle then, because usually go Western, there's a horn, you know. But, you know, it was fun, so I started to work into the show, and the best was the people backstage. Like, one day I was hanging out with the head knight, like, Steve, great guy. He's smoking a cigarette, I'm sitting out back, and he's looking at my motorcycle. He's like, you ride a motorcycle? That is so dangerous. Like, dude, you got knocked off a horse 7 times today. You got hit in the head with a titanium axe. And my mode of transport is dangerous. All right. But, so my first day to be king, I'm like so stoked. And my mom came out, my girlfriend at the time comes out and everything. And you can pay $20 to get knighted. The $20. I'm going to save you the $20. You'd kneel in front of me. I'd take my sword. I'd be like, in the eyes of God, St. Michael and St. James, I nub you a knight of my realm. Now smile for the camera. But I was so nervous, I was knighting my mom, and I forgot my lines. I was like, I dub you a knight with the power of Randy, my manager. Oprah Winfrey. Damn it, Mom. So I'm all stoked with my first moment as king, right? And the show starts. It's like totally dark arena, right? And there's smoke in there, and then like the squires go out with torches, and I ride out, and I wheel my horse around in a big circle, and I give this just majestic speech about like my brother dying and the battle we've won and all this awesome stuff that I've been wanting to say forever. But there's like some 35-year-old dork in the second row who just starts going, cheesy. I'm like, dude, you're in a castle in the mall. This is the least cheesy part of your next 2 hours, dude. So I'm telling this story. I realize I'm telling the story, but I feel like I should find some sort of message, some sort of meaning. Did I learn something about people? No, not really. Did I learn something about myself? Other than that I like people to blow a trumpet when I enter a room? Not really. But I learned a lot about horses. Anyway, thanks a lot.